We are learning some of the laws that have to do with Bidikat Hametz. Maran writes in Taf Lamed Bet that before one starts the Bidikah, he has to make a Beracha Shekedeshan Ubimisutav Sivanu Al Bi'ur Hametz. That's a little strange. You're making a Bidikah and you're making the Beracha Al Bi'ur. Why don't you make the Beracha Al Bidikat Hametz? So the simple interpretation is because the main mitzvah is not the Bidikah per se. The mitzvah is actually to make bitul and bi'ur. Bitul means to nullify all the hametz that you found or you didn't find, and then to burn it and get rid of it. Which means, if a person just made bidika alone, and he didn't make a bitul or bi'ur, he did nothing. And therefore, to make al bidikat hametz, that's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar is what he's going to do right after the bidika by making a bitul hametz. Like it says in the Machzorim, right after the Bidika, you say, Kal Hamidat, Ikar B'Reshuti, whatever I didn't see, I am nullifying it. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. And the following morning, what he's burning and subsequently making a Bitul again. Therefore, the Beracha is Al Bi'ur Hametz. Now, you might ask a question, so why don't you just make the Beracha at the time of the burning, the next morning? And the explanation is because the Mitzvah begins at the time of the searching. And therefore, once you started the mitzvah, so the berakah is made in the beginning of the mitzvah, which is the searching in order to burn. The berakah, hachi bevarech ala bedikah. With one berakah that you make on bedikat hametz, Maran holds, as well as Chavad Yah brings it down in the sefer, you could check many houses relying on one berakah, for that matter, the store. Even if, let's say, the houses are far from each other, it's not considered a hefsek. Okay, and therefore it would be permissible. However, he does write, Mikol makom im hem rechokim mamash. I guess if they're very far, yechaven b'shat beracha al biur hametz shivrech lefne bedikato bebayit she'en rotzeh lachet yedei chova bebayit hasheni. Which means, I guess, if it's for example, a person has a house here and a house in Dealey and wants to check both of them, that would be considered a hok. He has to drive 60 miles. That's not karov by any stretch of the imagination. So then already the din would be to make a beracha and have negative intention that you don't want to be motzi the other house, then you can make the beracha once again. Ve'im ba'alabayit rotzeh yuchal le'amid etzlo mibnei beto. That's it, the house is very big. He can't check the whole house himself, so he can put the people of his house next to him at the time that he's making the beracha, or not only people of his house, anybody, and they'll answer amen to the beracha, and they'll go and scatter around the house, and each one will check their areas. Now, even if they didn't stand around for the beracha, it's okay. Which means they could still check their areas. However, the halakha does say that the Baal HaBayit should involve himself at least in some part of the beracha, of the bidika, because we have a general principle, mitzvah bo yotem b'shlucho. He shouldn't just delegate it to other people. Now, v'im en Baal HaBayit bo deklal, if he's not checking at all, so then already the other person that's checking should make the beracha for him.
During the bidika, one should not get involved in talking. A good idea would be to close phones, the cell phones, and all that, because it is a mitzvah from the beginning to the end. One should not interrupt. If a person now interrupts on something that's related to the bidika, for example, bring me another battery for the flashlight, or bring me another candle, things like this, it's permissible. That has to do with the bidika. In the event where he interrupted on something that's not for the purpose of the bidika, so long as he started the bidika, so therefore his interruption will not invalidate it. However, if he spoke immediately after the beracha, before he even started to check, then already he has to make another beracha, because he interrupted from the beracha to the actual starting.
That would be the halakha regarding that.